right. This is awesome. My darling. This morning is a phenomenally exciting time because, you know, as last year we kind of invited people to submit what the words around what they feel like God is saying. And so this is a bit of a, I think we've got 12 people that are going to share a short word around what they feel is on God's heart for where we're going, which is pretty cool. So buckle up, people. Let's see what God has to say.
Very good. So the way it's going to run is that I'm just going to call people up in groups. And first of all, I'd like to call Steve, Heather, Sheree and Matt up and just come and line up along here. I think that's best for the camera for the crash area. So just to give you a bit of a idea of what's been happening, I've been running a prophetic mentoring group, and we have a wanting to really develop a deep well of the prophetic in this church. It's a Catch the Fire as a movement is really prophetic, and have honor the voice of the Lord. And so we've been doing some mentoring with some of the people that you will hear deliver a word today. And so we really want to empower people and give them opportunity. And some of them have never actually delivered a public word. So we're going to cheer them on, aren't we? Yeah, because it's can be quite intimidating a little bit seeing 150 people staring at you. And so smile at them, yeah? The other thing I want to say is if there's something declared that you love and jumps in your spirit, I want you to take it. So let's practice that. I take it. I take it, all right? I take that. Because as the word goes out, it creates, yeah? And so you can agree with that word and take it and apply it into your own heart and your life, into the seed, the garden of your heart. So if there's something, if I want to see this happening, yeah? So it's not a passive thing. We're declaring, and if things really jive with you, then I want you to receive it. Right, Steve Hornblow, you're going to kick things off.
Grateful to be standing here because this is my best side with the camera, so that works well for me. How are you guys feeling about that? Good. Okay, works for you too. Fantastic. Okay. All right. I'll stand like this maybe. All right. So I saw a picture of the sun rising in the morning, and I saw the dew. It was kind of like time-lapse photography as the sun was rising. The dew just gradually burnt off as the sun increased in its trajectory towards the intense heat of the day. And as I just sort of had a chat to the Lord about what that was, I was drawn to the scripture Psalm 37, verse 5 and 6, which I'd like to read for you. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. And I felt like what the Lord wanted to remind us, that scripture is really clear in terms of the divide of roles and responsibilities. Our role is to commit our way to the Lord and walk in humility and obedience with exactly what he is asking us to do. But the thing I think he wanted to underscore for us this morning, that it is his work. He is going to make our righteousness shine like the sun. And he wants to underscore his faithfulness to us, that although at times we feel like the mission is large and it's hard, he is coming and he is committed to every step of the journey that he is going on with us. And the Lord also reminded me of this scripture, Matthew 28, verse 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all of the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Jesus' precious blood has been spilt for us. And it's his work of the cross that he is going to take and reveal to those around us. So don't be freaked out by the fact that that feels like a weighty mission for us to accomplish, because the Lord said to us that He will be with us always.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, this is my heading, is your breakthrough, blast off, and pressing in for the more.
Yes.
And I didn't know that was the conference thing. So thank you, Lord. So I saw a big trumpet being sounded, and it was a huge trumpet, but it was bringing breakthrough. It was an amazing sound, a powerful sound, a loud sound, but it was bringing breakthrough and scattering the enemy's plans. And it was bringing peace upon us, and it was going to open the doors in the heavenlies. Yes. We want that? So God wants to release us into a greater walk of faith to believe for the breakthrough. It's something that we're going to have to walk in persistence and persevering. It's not just going to drop on us. He wants to see our hearts towards it. Are we for breakthrough? Do we want breakthrough? Yes, we want breakthrough. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. She had to press through for her healing. 13 years she had that. Some of us have had stuff for longer, and this is the year of pressing through and breakthrough for our healings in many areas. And so let it be, Lord God. Jesus walked in intimacy, dependency, and obedience. These are three things that the Father walked in. And that is something God is calling us to do. And as we walk in those things, we're going to come into a greater unity as a body, and a greater blessing will fall on the church. Intimacy, dependency, and obedience. Jesus had that on the Father, so why shouldn't we need that on the Father? The last thing, I really feel that this year is a year of breakthrough in evangelism. It's God's heart, and the fields are ripe for harvest. God is calling us to friendship evangelism, believing that friends, family, and neighbours will come into the kingdom. And I just had a little testimony. My granddaughter went to her mother, she's 20, and she said, "Mum, I want to really get my life on track with God." But she's got a non-Christian boyfriend. And so she said to him, "This is what I want to do." He said, "I want to come to church with you." So Philemon prayed that we may be active in sharing our faith, so that we would have the full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. There's nothing greater than sharing our faith. Thank you.
Amen.
This is fun. My two words are preparation for breakthrough and preparation for mission. So thank you for going ahead of me. Preparation is about getting intentionally healed, filled up, and skilled up. The time is shorter than you think for what you need to do now. And so there is a pressing and an urgency in the spirit now for this year. You need to get your act together. Yeah. Say that in love. So I encourage you, and I encourage myself, to commit to walking in total forgiveness through the cross of Christ. Get over the betrayals of the past. It's time. You've been held back too long. Commit to healing through Christ. Get into reading of the Word daily. Find a way you can read through the Bible in a year. Get into daily prayer. We need to increase in that. And we're going to be increasing in that in this church. It's a value. Find ways you can be in His presence daily. Get filled up and skilled up. Filled up and skilled up. I have just walked into the start of a prophetic word that was given to me 28 years ago that I have started years of preparing for. And And it's times I had it, I sensed that it was never going to happen. So I am a sign and a wonder that it can. So I encourage you, for the words that have lain on the shelf, get into preparation. Mission. I dreamed while I was away that as a church we are committing to a deeper way, to a mission of overflow. This will come out of your preparation. This requires intentionally growing in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit flowing through us wherever we go, wherever we are, rivers of living water. This is about intentionally growing, not just in the gifts, but in the fruit. We want to be a people that are known by the fruit. If you know, if you can prepare, then you can walk in God's peace when you go out into mission. Wherever you are, in the supermarket or on the mission field overseas, yeah, in your family, in your church, in your business. So you'll know what you're about as you do this because you've paid the price in the secret place. It's time, guys. So I encourage you, and I encourage myself, to intentionally prepare for more of God and intentionally commit to the mission of overflow this year. Amen.
This is my lovely wife, and she doesn't have a bad side, hey? This is my friend Steve, and he doesn't have a bad side either. All right. And I love Heather, and she doesn't have a bad side either. And in fact, if you think, there's an anointing there. There's an anointing there. There's no one in this room that has a bad side. Because you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Right? And Jesus says, Jesus says to you this morning that you don't have a bad side because I'm your good side. And when I'm your good side is everything. Whew, that's a good aim. That wasn't what I was going to say. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Matt. I lead the worship ministry here. And I just want to say thank you first and foremost for you guys turning up week in, week out. Coming to bring your worship to him. Thank you so much. This congregation is just so fabulous to be able to lead in that. And I want to thank you for loving us, for giving us feedback, for encouraging us, for praying for us as we're on that kind of front line each week. So thank you for that. It's a real privilege for us to be able to serve. I'd just like, can the music team kind of stand, anyone that's kind of done music here with us? Just for now, this is a word for you guys. This is a word for us. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your heart. Shakariara saraka. But I felt the Lord say that this year is a year of growth for us. I want you guys to receive this, a year of growth for us. Numerically, there it is. Numerically, spiritually, it's a year of spiritual growth. It's a year of capability growth. It's a year of capacity growth. This is not a word just for our existing musicians. Maybe there's other musicians out there as well. If you're a musician, this is a year of growth for you. This is a year of the Lord taking you further on. Thanks, guys. You can have a seat. So we're going to go after that to serve all of you guys and the Lord better. You know, we really value your prayers. Serving musically is a big part of what I do, a big part of my ministry, but I only get to do that for a couple of hours a week, yeah? And I love being here in the river. I love being here in the river on a Sunday. I really do. But I also know that without an overflow, the river just becomes a stagnant pool. And the challenge that I feel from God this year for myself personally and for all of us in this congregation is, what are we doing to let the river flow through us? What are we doing to let the river flow through us? To come here on a Sunday, to reconnect, to refresh, to encourage one another, to touch the divine so that we have hope to offer. Hope to offer everyone that we touch and those other, 166 odd hours a week that's outside of here, you know. And the Lord says that he will go before us. Wow. He says that he will go before us as we take what we receive from him and we take it to the people around us. Oh, he'll partner with us and he longs to see us prospering in our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools and in our universities as we live life in overflow with him as our source. We need prophetic men and women delivering kingdom wisdom where they are. And I'm talking specifically to our men now. This is a year for you to get hold of a vision from God for your work, for your family, and partner with Him and displace the powers of darkness in your sphere of influence. Displace the powers of darkness in your sphere. It's time for you to stand up in your natural authority under the influence of the Holy Spirit and take dominion in the Spirit over the natural realm and bring order from chaos, bring hope from despair, and bring peace from division. Whew, the sovereign move of God that's coming and the sovereign move of God that we long for will be taken to the city through people like you and me. Through people like you and me. You know, the sovereign move of God always happens through His kids. Always happens through His kids. And if we want to see change in the city and the nation, we need to take that change everywhere that we go. We need to overflow. You know, I have the privilege to kind of work in the marketplace, and I'm just asking God for more of a picture of what that looks like for me. You know, my role as a manager of social responsibility, and that job literally is to embed kingdom principles into New Zealand's biggest company, you know. And we all have an opportunity to take kingdom principles, no matter where you are, no matter where you are, and embed them in the world around you. And that's what He's calling us to.
All right, give them a hand. That's fantastic. Thank you. Can I have Emily, Louise, Sylvia, Susie? Roz? Where are you? Thanks, babe. And Pauline, please. Wow. All right, Emily, take it away.
Well, now that we know that we don't have a bad side. hi, everyone. I'm Emily, and I felt like the Lord gave me three pictures to share with you this morning. The first is that I saw two piles of big old school type gold coins, and I felt like He was saying that it's time for us to invest, that gold doesn't do anything just sitting there, and we've got an opportunity to invest the gold we have into other people's lives. The second thing that I saw was I saw a stream, and I got the word refreshing, and I felt like He was saying, the context was, this is water that brings growth, and I felt like He was saying there's provision for growth. The third thing I saw was a little bit harder to explain, but He was saying that as we invest, the ripple effect isn't confined to the natural realm. And so there's an opportunity for us to invest, and sometimes as we do, it's like we feed in one area and then something that seems completely random to us seems to grow. And part of the picture that I saw was a picture of a black hole. And I don't know if you know about black holes, that they can't be seen, they can't be photographed because of what they are. And so mathematicians just go, okay, we think there's one there. And I felt like He was saying, as you sow in here and then find that something that seems unconnected starts to grow, that you're going to have to do the maths and say there's a spiritual principle that must exist here. And permission to be encouraged anyway.
Yes, well, good.
Hi, I'm Louise. And I would like to start with scripture from Psalm 34, verse 8. And it's a scripture that we've heard a little bit lately. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. And just to unpack that a little bit, He doesn't just want us to taste it on a Sunday, He wants us to see it and to know it deep in our hearts. God wants us to taste of His goodness, and for some, the tide has been out in this department, and you've wondered, is the tide turning yet? Is the time of testing over? God says yes. The tide has turned, and the swell of His presence is rising.
Yes.
He invites you to wade out into the deep of His goodness, to bask in it, to rest in it, to float, to submerge, to be overwhelmed by His goodness. He invites you to be intentional in doing this. It is in the intention of going after Him, fully surrendered, taking refuge in Him and His word, that you will know his goodness. God has been training us to swim in the pool of his presence with the safety of flotation devices. We've had help. We've had help from leadership. But now he is leading us into deeper ocean waters. He is moving us all into uncharted territory of wide open spaces of his presence, where his river will take us further before, and it will be riskier. For us all. This is the next step, I believe he is saying. He says, I love you that you thirst and hunger for me. Walk into these deeper, wider depths of me, with me active and you activated in the giftings and the purposes that I've given you and that make you truly come alive. He himself is breathing over this beautiful thing that is happening here. He likes being here, and he wants to upgrade and recalibrate us as his hands. The key for many of us, or all of us, is rest, is intentional surrender, is intentional listening and practice. This year is a year of growth, of new beginnings and new authority, with the floodgates of heaven rolling in. And we have to get out of being out of our depth. Have to get used to being out of our depth. So finally, step up your expectancy of my presence. Expectancy that I will move and be among you, breathing over you, encouraging you and speaking to you. Keep intentionally pressing into inheriting promises, pressing forward and taking ground and of taking risk. I am your father, and I will help you. We are invited to go deeper into the river of God for personal and corporate upgrade by the Father of Heaven himself, by him and for him.
Amen.
It's been quite a feast in the morning, hasn't it? Okay, well, I've got a scripture too that's gone before us somewhat. Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. This truly is the year of Jubilee. This truly is the year of restoration. Is there not a specific time in God's planning? Did not the Israelites leave their captivity according to God's timing? Did not Christ come according to God's timing? And again, we are in a specific time. So don't say quietly, I've heard it all before, and let the moment pass by. Rise and shine. Fight for the things that have been stolen from you. For it's an hour for the restoration of the things that the enemy has stolen. Pick up your sword with refreshed strength. Pick up your shield with new hope. And in love, rise and shine, knowing that with God nothing shall be impossible. Fight in prayer. Fight in faith. Fight in joy. Fight in truth. And see those things you have so hoped for brought down from heaven. Allow your hope to be deferred no longer. Allow the Lord's love to lift you up into your place of authority in a new way and see what he bought for you be released on your behalf. Awesome. For even as the tribe of Issachar understood the times they lived in, you are called to understand that you're in the time of restoration and blessing. And even as the Israelites were required to fight to receive their promised land, and even as they went forth and did receive, so as you go forth and fight, you will receive. Yeah. So don't hold back, don't lower your sights, but know that if God was for you, who can be against you? Amen. Know that with God, you truly are a majority. Rise and shine.
Yeah.
Hi, this is just a short one. During the worship time a few weeks ago, standing over there, and God highlighted the cafe closed sign to me, and I felt at the time that that was a message for Catch the Fire. I believe what he's saying is that we are to move from a cafe model of church, of relying on others to feed us spiritually, and transition to a spiritual bring a plate model. God's calling all of us to release what he has given us and placed in our lives so that members of the body will be providing spiritual food for each other.
Very good.
Hi, everyone. Praying for Catch the Fire, I'm going to read mine. Praying for Catch the Fire, I got the following scripture from Joshua 1:10-14. Then Joshua gave orders to the people's leaders. He said, go through the camp and give this order to the people. Pack your bags. In 3 days you will cross this Jordan River to enter the to take the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Joshua addressed the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh. Sorry. Such an anointing here. He said, remember that Moses, the servant of God, commanded you, God, and this is what was highlighted in my spirit, God, your God, gives you rest and he gives you the land. And it ties up with what we've heard. So God, your God, gives you rest and he gives you the land. Your wives, children, and livestock can stay here east of the Jordan, the country Moses gave you. But you, tough soldiers all, must cross this river in battle formation, leading your brothers, helping them until God, your God, gives your brothers a place of rest, just as he has given you. They also will take possession of the land that God, your God, is giving them. And three words were highlighted in my spirit. Decision, preparation, and organization. As advances are made supernaturally in the spirit for outreach and new territory in the spirit through prayer, decision, preparation, and organization will follow. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, we proclaim a new territory for the kingdom and for our church, opportunities to preach the good news for your glory alone. Give us a revelation of your deep love for those who don't know you.
In Psalm 65, verse 11, you crown the year with your bounty and goodness, and carts overflow with abundance. In the year 2017, I felt there was stretching and growing with him, but a sense that it wasn't going to be hard. We were just going to grow and stretch in a far greater level. And it was the year of the favour of the Lord. Yes. Luke 4:19 in the Amplified, it says, the free favours of God profusely abounding. More God. In the year of abundance, the year of release of the much, much more in God. Yes. Doing more than we can ask or think or imagine. Yes. That's our God. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give him a hand. That's wonderful. Sian, do you want to join me up here, sweetheart, wherever you are? Sian and I are going to finish off. Hasn't it been a feast? Feeling very fat. This is good, yeah?
I have a strong sense that God wants us to know that he loves us. He's walking amongst us as the Lion of Judah as we worship. I've seen this over the past 3 weeks. His paw is on your back, bringing the weight of his presence. He's bringing us an increased awareness of his presence. He's lovely. We will walk with a greater level of wisdom and presence around us. He says to us, you will laugh with me. You will roar with me. You will roar at what I roar. And you will release my breath over those that just need the gentle touch of my presence. As a church, my beautiful, beautiful people, your voice makes me smile. I love your heart as you worship, and I'm so welcome in your midst. My angels love to come close. You are releasing my voice across the land. I have drawn my people together, handpicked for worship, not just the worship at the front, worship in everything that you do, to carry and release my presence, a fragrance, everywhere you go.
Awesome. I am so excited to see the growth in many of those that shared today. And that really amazing word that came from Sheree around preparation and get ready and get skilled up. It is such a time of getting skilled up, and I have been sensing quite a lot that the gifts of the Spirit, there's a fresh grace coming on the gifts of the Spirit that will amaze us on what we operate in. And, you know, the gifts of the Spirit are the working of the Spirit, and because we love the Holy Spirit and we love the presence of the Lord, you know, as the presence of the Lord increases, so does what he does. So is the manifestation of what he does. Wow, I'm really feeling the presence up here. And so I just love what Sheree said and what Sian says about the lion. The lion, she shared with me a couple of weeks ago about the lion pacing between the rows. And she's seen it like 3 weeks in a row, seen him, you know, as we gather, pacing. And what the Lion of the Tribe of Judah does is brings the authority into the room, into our midst. And I love that word that it says that he roars over us. And when he roars over your life, he roars over the territory of your life to scatter the enemy and to bring the kingdom into your life in a new way. It's just been amazing. I'm not going to share too much, but because there's been so much already shared that I have witnessed with. And, you know, it's just a wonderful time to be alive. I'm reverberating on the inside because I am so excited about what God is doing in this nation. And there is more being released right now. Not tomorrow, right now. Right now. Today, the more is being released. And the Lord says, raise your expectancy. Raise the level of expectancy for the more. Yesterday is gone, and today is new. Today is new, and our mindset needs to be set on the expectancy that there is more. For the time for the more of my spirit, says the Lord, is now. The abundance of God's manifest power upon the earth. I've just been seeing in the spirit. I had in the beginning of the year, I had this vision that I actually sent to Toronto, but I felt like as I was been mulling it over that the Lord is saying this is happening in Catch the Fire Auckland, and it's not just something that's happening at the mothership. And I saw the weightiness of the presence of the glory of God coming down, and it came down like thick fatty butter, and it was like it descended and clothed everybody in this amazing substance. And I felt, you know, many times in scripture it says that the Lord clothes you with light. You know, in Isaiah 60 says that arise, shine, for your light has come. For the light has come, and which is external than the light, and the glory of the Lord shall fall upon you and rise upon you. And I feel like there's two things going on. Jesus is revealing himself through us, through his people, but also we are going to carry the glory of the Lord everywhere we go. We are going to carry the glory of the Lord everywhere we go. And I just want to encourage you to believe in faith and receive, even now as you're sitting in your seat, that the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is clothing you like thick, fatty substance. And everywhere you go, it doesn't matter what environment you go into at work, you are clothed with the glory of the Lord. And as you're clothed with the glory of the Lord, those things will not affect you, but you will affect it. So you will affect it. You will affect the atmosphere because you are carrying the glory. And I really believe that, you know, I've even heard some of us say, you know, I have to change my job because I can't handle the environment anymore. It's way too ungodly. Those days are over. Those days are over because God is clothing you with glory. And when you walk in, things go from being ungodly to becoming righteous because you are there. And I had another vision too of the crest of the wave. And anyway, there's a big story about the graphics for that Beyond conference. But anyway, moving on. The wave is so significant. I saw us at the crest of the wave. Like, we were, as the wave has been building, and we're at the crest of the wave. And it's like the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord on this nation is imminent. It's just like, and then boom. And I just want to release a word that John Arnott released this week over our Skype call. He said, expect suddenlies, expect turnarounds, 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 supernatural, unexplained, sudden turnarounds. And where God is bringing his church to the place where she will be the head, not the tail. The head, not the tail. And in evidence globally, we've had Brexit, which has just, you know, blew everybody out of the water and surprised everybody. We had Trump become president, which is a complete surprise to everybody. And it's like the suddenlies are upon us. And so I want to release over your life today sudden turnarounds. Sudden turnarounds. Sudden turnarounds. What seems impossible is being turned around, and God is showing up as your strong God, your mighty God, that he is going to produce in your life incredible turnarounds that only can be explained by supernatural means. Shika bada bada. And so this is what I got when also this wave of my spirit will bring unprecedented release of power and glory that will swamp even the atheist, says the Lord. It will overshadow even the unsuspecting. The wave of my love that is going to satisfy the longings of the lost and the longings of the hopeless. Prepare your barns for harvest, says the Lord. Prepare your barns for harvest. Expand your barns, because what you see now is just a blink of my eye, says the Lord, and the fullness of my spirit, hell will draw the lost into my presence of love. This is going to be a wave of just incredible love that is going to draw. And religions is going to get blown out of the water, because they're going to finally see that it is a God of love that exists. The barns of New Zealand are too small to contain my lost ones. The glory is coming. And this is another thing that I just felt really, really strongly. The glory of the Lord is coming like a freight train. It is coming like a freight train, and so thick up here, help me, Jesus. The glory of the Lord is coming like a freight train, an unstoppable force in this nation. My glory, says the Lord, is rolling in over the hills of this land and into the cities and barren places. My glory will be your light, and the lost will be drawn to the glory I am bestowing upon my church. And then he said this, really clearly to me, he said, sharpen your sword. Sharpen your sword. And you've heard that word today over and over. Sharpen the word, his word in your heart. Sharpen his word in your mouth. Because when you start to speak out, there's going to be dividing. Your words will divide between flesh and spirit, bone and marrow. Your words will go out and hit and change and influence and bring about incredible amounts of power in other people to shift and change their lives. And I'm not just talking about ministering to Christians. I'm talking about when you're you know, wherever you are, when you carry the glory of the Lord and you have his word in your heart, when you speak, it comes with fire. And it comes out with fire and it starts fires. And I just see the church rising. We will be the head, not the tail. And we will be the shining light of Christ in this nation. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No. Wow, it's a good time to be alive, isn't it? So awaken. Awaken to a whole new day. One last thing. I was driving to church this morning with Jordan in the passenger seat. Drive the same way every day, down the number one, down the highway, and go past Greville Road. Jordan looks out the window and says, "Mum, where are we going? You're going, we've never been this way before, Mum. Why are you going this way?" And I thought to myself, "Are you still asleep, sweetheart?" She goes, "No, Mummy, what? I don't recognize any of this. Where are you going? Where?" And she was genuinely perplexed. We drive down the number one like 6 times a week past Greville Road. And the Lord says to me, He's giving His church new eyes. And you are going to see things completely differently. And there's so much power in that. It was like, you're going to look at things that you've always looked at and you're going to see them differently. There is something going on where He's taking us ways that we've never gone before. And that word's come through before on Sundays and stuff. So I release right now new eyes to see new ways. I release new eyes to see things in new ways. I release new eyes to see things in new ways. I break old mindsets. I break religion off you. I break constraint off you. And I break slumber off you in Jesus' mighty name. And I release a fresh breath of God, like it's been prophesied, breathing upon us afresh. Breathing upon us afresh in Jesus' name.
Wow. I just want to say I endorse all of those words. And that, you know, it's what God is saying. And I'm encouraged that, you know, last year, Lindley and I and the team spent time seeking God about what this year is about. And we felt that this year is the year of overflow. You know, I've talked about this in the last few Sundays, but, you know, we're in the third year of Catch the Fire. And, you know, we have three pillars: encounter, transformation, overflow. And we've spent a lot of time, and we will continue to spend a lot of time encountering His presence. And we will spend time allowing His presence to transform us and taking action to transform us. But this morning, we have heard over and over again an endorsement of, it's time, people. It's time to overflow. It's time to get going. And so the things that I really felt as we were talking this morning is there's 4 words I want you to take away from today. Spirit, Word, Faith, Action. And, you know, we're continuing to see and experience the presence of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God moving, and we need to go deeper in Him. We're continuing to see and hearing today, it's time for us to school up in the Word. We want to be a church of the Spirit and Word mixing together. And so, you know, the Word needs to be in our lives, needs to be in our hearts, and needs to be, and will continue to be preached. We will preach the gospel, we will preach the Word of God. But we need to now. But there's also a rising up of faith in our own hearts that needs to happen. You know, there needs to, you know, lifting your expectation, lifting our faith. God will do it. He has promised it. It's on His heart. You know, where is your faith? Where are you on the faith meter? You know, it's on our bedroom wall. We've got a little painting that was done for us, and it just says faith. And every day when I wake up in the morning and I see, straight in front of me on the bedroom wall, faith. And I find that tremendously encouraging. And I realized when I look through my own playlist that I've made up on Spotify, all my songs are things like Have Faith in God. And, you know, it's a very faith-orientated playlist, which is I find really cool. But, you know, we need to lift our faith that, you know, God will use us. God's going to do it. But then there's also the action. You know, we need to participate and co-labor with God. So, you know, and as I listened to all of those words this morning, the thing that struck me, the theme through that was spirit, word, faith, action. And that's what our year is about. And I saw those things mixing together like, the strands of a rope and to pull on heaven. You know, when those things, you know, so we'll pull on heaven and see heaven come. And that's our goal. So that's what we're doing. So, hallelujah. What should we do now? We shall pray for these words to be released is what we will do. Let's all stand. Father, I thank you that you are speaking to us. That, Father, we don't serve a God who is silent. That we don't serve a God who does not participate, that does not come near, that does not love. But you, Lord, you are amongst us, and you are speaking to us, and that you are sharing your heart with us. You know, that's the most amazing thing about that, all those words, is that our Heavenly Father has shared his heart with us and said, this is what I want for you, my people. And he's bringing us right in to his heartbeat. So, Father, I thank you that you are all about intimacy with us. And you are sharing with us what's on your heart. So, Father, every word that's been spoken today, every prophetic utterance that has gone forth, Father, I pray that you would anoint it right now. And the Lord, that as we prophesy, it is the creative word that goes forth. And so, Lord, it is we're believing that what has gone forth from here is your heart. It is your word. And we know that your word goes forth and it will accomplish that it was sent forth to do. So, Father, we just release and declare and ask right now for accomplishment of the word in Jesus' name. Your word will establish. Your word will come bring to pass what you have said in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And have you got a song for us? Let's sing a song.
Things are going to happen right now. Our prophetic team's going to set up themselves. We're having prophetic ministry afterwards. If anyone would like a prophetic word, personal prophetic word, that's available. If that is you, then we're going to form a line at the front here, and we're going to coordinate that. The other thing is, we have a yummy cup of tea or coffee or whatever available. And also, before you do that, any of that, please just place your hand on your friend and say, I bless every seed that's gone in. That would be fruitful. Every prophetic word that's gone in, be fruitful in their lives. And also, connect groups. Remember, connect groups, sign up at the back. That'll be awesome. See you next week with Trish. It's going to be awesome. She is a firecracker in the anointing. And prayer seminar on Saturday.